Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, we are doing Psychic Night, and my co-host Barbara will be on in a few minutes, and we have Psychic Dale Shear here. Are you there? Dale, are you there? Dale, I'm having trouble hearing you. Okay. Dale, that she's going to try to call in again. So, okay. We're starting to show off some little technical problems, but let's put this person through. Okay. Dale, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Barbara's going to be on in a few minutes. How are you doing today?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, what did you ask me?
Oh, what I was saying is that, you know, Barbara's going to be on in a few minutes, but I was wanting to know how your day was.
Well, Richard's in the hospital again. Where's Barbara?
She's going to be a little bit late. That's what she told me, but she is coming on. She texted me.
Okay. Richard's in the hospital again. He had trouble breathing. And so his son brought him to the hospital. But everything is good on him except for his lungs and, I can't think of the name of it all of a sudden. I've been talking to his son, and then when I called Richard, he was freezing and he needed a blanket and nobody, you know, would get it for him. So then I called the hospital and they don't have him registered, so I was all upset.
Did you talk to him today?
Yeah, I have, yes. And then I just got off the phone with his son.
Okay. All right.
Do we have people?
Yes, we do. We have people. There are people that are supposed to call in, and we have people waiting.
Well, you can talk to me because I'm not going to do anybody until Barbara gets on because I don't have anybody else. You know, you can text her.
I am.
Okay.
He knows. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was pretty good. I made this turkey, and it came out so good, we ate the whole thing. It was just me, Blythe, and the dog, and we ate it for about a week, you know, or however long. From the 23rd on, we didn't stop eating it. It was unreal. It was really delicious. So it all turned out good. And, of course, there's just the two of us, so... You know, we don't eat a lot, you know, that type of thing. And as you get older, you don't eat a lot. So,
I mean,
that was that.
Or, like with me, I only eat on one side of my mouth.
You only eat what?
Well, I have a tooth that's... You know, one of the fillings, things, the caps that is in danger of being coming out, you know, coming loose.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that, you know, so I don't want to do that on the side of the mouth. So I always eat on the left side of my mouth.
Well, I'll be honest with you. This is what got Richard into problems and trouble, was not taking care of his teeth. So I would suggest you go to a dentist and have that fixed or, you know, immediately.
I already did. I already did.
Oh, what?
I already did.
What'd they say? Yeah.
They took care of it to the best of their ability, but they I mean, trust me, they've been on. I have a very good dentist. Like, if something happens, that I'm able to see the dentist the very next day. You know, it's no. I mean, I have an excellent dentist. It's just that what it is that, you know, I think I have this thing where when I eat, I really, really want to bite into things intensely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't take small bites. I take big bites, you know.
Well, try changing that.
I did. But it's not easy, you know. And I realized that, like, I take, you know, and I shove the food in my mouth. And, you know, like, I've always eaten alone. I love eating alone, like, in a cafeteria because, you know, I just, it's where
that's
I think.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Now, it's been a rough week for me, that's all. I've been talking to Richard a lot, and I worry about him because I was talking to him that night, and what he's having me do is read his book, Buck's Call to Duty. That's like 800 pages. So I'm reading a chapter at a time, and then I go over it with him, you know, because he was a teacher. So it's all about the Navy, and it's very interesting, and it was stuff I would never know in a million years.
Like what?
Just about the Navy. I mean, you know, how they mess around and, you know, how they do things and how they check out the flights. And when there's rust underneath the planes, they check it out. And I asked Richard, do they do that all the time? And he said, yeah, you know, they do. And so I just been learning that how they check out a plane and, you know, how some guys are having affairs and other guys are, you know, the typical Navy thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting, you know, to me. So I've been reading that book, and I've been having a good time with it. And then I talked to him that night, which was, what, a day and a half ago. And the next thing I know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, he couldn't breathe. So his son took him to the hospital. And I'm not a real fan of this hospital, but he took him to the hospital. And he, of course, they got to wait, you know, to get a room. And I think it was his oxygen machine was not putting out what it should. And that's why, you know, he couldn't breathe real well. Because you need to, on the oxygen machine, it needs to be, you know, full boat.
All right.
Did Barbara
get
on?
She's here. You there, Barbara?
Oh, good.
Yes. Hello. I am
Hi,
so
Barbara.
Sorry to call in late. I did have a meeting with the school, and I had no idea it would go that long. I just didn't want to interrupt you guys with the car, you know, when people are driving and the clicker. And
no.
The,
and I guess
no,
yeah,
just,
we should let you know, Barbara, Richard is back in the hospital.
Oh, I caught
yeah, so
the
that's
tail
what we're
end
talking.
Of something, and I did not know it was about Richard. I was really hoping it wasn't.
No, it's right now. Well, right now it's nothing real serious. It's just that his oxygen machine apparently wasn't putting out and he couldn't breathe. And I was talking to him that night, you know, on the phone, and he was fine, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, when you don't have enough oxygen, you know, it's bad.
Was
so
he
his
sleeping?
Son took him. Yeah, son took him to the hospital. And then he called me, goes, I'm in the hospital. I go, what? And then they took all the blood tests and everything. They had to give him a different oxygen machine. And
so that's
how it was? No, there's that. And then his feet were swelling up and hands, and so he's being told that he's got to walk around. I mean, he'll sit in his room, and he doesn't walk around, and that's what causes the swelling. And but on top of that, that he had that ICU thing again, you know, for the what do you call that, Barbara? That ICU.
Did you say oxygen? He has an oxygen tank?
No.
I did not hear you then.
No. No, he also has a little bit of the ICU. You know. I can't think of the name, but ICU.
It's infection. Urinary tract infection?
Yes. His is not quite going away, so they're giving him medication for that. So he'll be all right now. I mean, he'll get out in about two or three days, and he'll be all right. And what I was telling Johnny, that what he's having me do, and I really like it, I've been reading his book, Duck's Call to Duty, and I'm reading one chapter at a time. And then I call him, and I go over the chapter with him, him being a teacher, you know, and then he explains it to me, and it's all about the Navy and stuff like that, and it's fun. But my question to you is, my question to you, how was your Thanksgiving?
Well, thank you. That was my biggest question to you, too. And, well, it was fabulous, and we did the turkey, of course. I did the turkey just like you said, and it was
and
perfect.
And how'd it come out?
Oh, it is. It's just perfect. And thank goodness we have it on one of our shows. And it was a couple of Thanksgivings ago. Well, maybe you briefed me this last one, too, on how to do the turkey.
Yeah, I did.
And you know what I did, too? I put stuffing inside, and I also put stuffing, did a separate one outside, because I know a lot of people don't really like it inside, but I do. Do you like it inside?
I do, too. I like it inside. But I did the same thing with my turkey. I made it the same way, and it came out so delicious. This is the first time ever that I was able to, we were able to eat the whole turkey. I'm talking about
in one
took
night?
About four or five. No.
No.
Four,
I thought, oh, God.
Four or five, you know, 4 or 5 days or whatever it was. And, you know, so.
You made use of it. Did you turn it into soup and all kinds of things?
No. We just ate the turkey. And then I you know, I had the sweet potato stuffing and pumpkin pie. And it was just me and Blythe and the dog, you know. I really miss Richard not being here, but I understand. I understand, you know, what he's going through every so often, you know, it's just, it's too much. I mean, his son is now starting to get a little sick. I mean, too, I mean, with swelling and this and that. But
he's not a spring chicken either.
A what?
How old is his son?
Oh, gosh. He's 95.
If Richard is... Richard's like 95 years old.
Right, so I think he's about 65 or 67, right in there.
Yeah, probably pushing 70, which, you know, things happen. You get creaky. You're not like as, you know, spry. You're not as flexible. Energy, you know? And so, before we went into the Thanksgiving, I wanted to say, I am so sorry to hear that, Richard, you know, that his oxygen tank, that must have been scary. I'm sorry he went through that, but I'm glad he's getting good care. And the hospital stays, it's great because they pump you full of the liquids that maybe you're, most people are always dehydrated a little bit. They pump you full of that good stuff, and he's going to be great. So I'm so glad that
he's feeling good to us. He's feeling good now, but I freaked out today because when I called him, he told me he was cold and shivering, and that happened in Elko, and I go, oh, my God. So I said, you've got to call for a blanket, you know, hot blanket.
Well, and was anybody home?
I'm going to sneeze just a minute. Oh, God. I have no one here to talk to Johnny for a minute. I got to sneeze, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Johnny. Johnny, what? It's so funny. All I've been doing lately is sneezing, too, and Priscilla, too. And I buy so many Kleenex boxes for every single room. And then I had a couple of friends come over, and they were so glad there was a million Kleenexes around. Have you had that? Is it like weather change? I vacuum twice a day.
I haven't had that happen to me. It doesn't mean that, I've never had that. I don't know. I mean, you know, I tend to eat a lot of clementines and oranges more than anybody else. What?
What is a clementine?
It's similar to an orange. It's sort of
Isn't
in
it
the category.
Smaller?
Yeah. It's sort of like, you know how you have several categories of apples? This is a category of like an orange.
Can you describe it? Are they the small little, like mandarin oranges are good? But I mean,
yeah.
I like the big ones the best. But the small ones,
so
okay.
Much that my vitamin C is probably way through the roof, so it would be a miracle if I ever got a cold. I'm not saying I can't, but, you know.
Okay,
oh.
So I'm back. And what were we talking about, Barbara?
Well, the most fabulous traditional Thanksgiving dinner that your household enjoyed. And also just Thanksgiving in general. And you were saying that it was just you guys and you polished off that turkey. And that's wonderful. And I thought of you so much. Guess what? I couldn't even send out happy Thanksgiving messages because I was up since 6 a.m. to defrost the turkey. You know,
oh,
and I
boy.
Followed
I should have told you.
The,
all right.
In
let me give you a pointer next time. Or any time you make a frozen turkey, you want to wait, put it out in the sink for a day or two, and then check it, and then put it for another day and check it, and then by then it should be defrosted. How many pounds
Everything
did you get?
Everything I read, no. You know why? Because it has to be rotated, and the water has to be changed every 30 minutes, because bacteria grows so much. Well, I mean...
No, I've been...
I
can't
call
it for seven.
But I was afraid of getting salmonella.
No. No, I've done this forever. The turkey, I leave it in the refrigerator, the whole for about 5 or 6 days. And then I put it in the sink overnight. And by then, it's totally defrosted.
Okay. You know what was so funny at the grocery store? I should have gone 3 days ahead, but I went 2 days ahead. And the turkeys that were ready to go almost, like not frozen, were like $40 and $50, and then there was the frozen ones, and then there was my one frozen one that I found, the last one on sale for $9. So I thought,
wow,
I'll get this 11 yeah at Ralph's 11.5 pounds. I'll get this, and it's going to be Priscilla and I, we're going to, you know, master this turkey again. But we're going to do all the fixings because the other two Thanksgivings before, remember, were very rocky with, I just had surgery 2 days prior to the last one.
Right.
And the one before, it was like not prepared and everybody was at each other's throats, it seemed like. So remember, and there was people storming out and staying at motels. So, yeah.
All right, well, I got you cooking good. I don't know. How do you make your stuffing?
I think if you cook good, okay, and people love it, and it's hot and ready, and it's all at the same time, that's what we practiced, to have it ready all at the same time, and it was. Then people are happy. Then they really are happy.
Did you put the yams in the oven like I told you to and wrap them in tin foil?
Yes, I did. And then you know
and
what
you
did?
Let them cook? What?
Yes.
Okay.
You peeled them, mushed them, and put the marshmallow topping on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they were
soft,
we
right?
Did it. How hard could it be, right? It's so easy. Thank you. And I love the roasted first. you know, rather than.
But how do you, I'm curious, how did you make your stuffing?
Oh, I prefer just have the really good, you know, old school box.
Yes.
Stovetop is my favorite, but I got the Ralph's brand because it was like 99 cents. I got a couple of those.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like stovetop. It was, you look at the ingredients, it's the same thing. But I didn't do that totally by scratch, Dale. What about you? Because don't you like stovetop too?
Yes. Yeah, Johnny, I know what you're trying to say, but you got to hold up. I'm having a conversation. I'm having an important conversation with Barbara. Okay.
Yeah.
So, no, I use the stovetop as well, but I like the cornbread stovetop. And then
I should have
you
asked
put a
you.
Little, yeah, well, it doesn't matter. You put a little butter and 2 cups of water and put a little celery in there. And a little
bell
pepper.
Yeah, you can add your own. I forgot to do that, Dale, and I forgot that I didn't have that little crunch, and I was like, how did Mother do that? And now, well, that's how. And I forgot, but I'm not one of those moms, a single mom, my teenager, she does so much independently since she was 5. It's not like I had to cook dinner at 5 o'clock for a family every night. That has never been my life, ever. So I can't whip it up like you and my mom.
No, but what I did was the night before, I made a pumpkin pie from scratch. No sugar in it, just that sweet and low thing. And I made the yams. I take a can or two of yams and crush them, and then put a little orange juice and brown sugar on it, and then I put it in the refrigerator. And then I take the yams and I put those in the oven, you know, with the turkey as well. And then the stovetop stuffing. And that's the way I make it, you know. So I'm
comes out all at the same time.
Right. And I'm I'm pre-doing the turkey the day before.
What about the mashed potatoes, you know, and the gravy? Isn't the gravy last with the turkey dressing?
Well, I got plenty of gravy, but I don't do mashed potatoes because I'm trying to lose weight.
She made so many. That's her favorite thing. And I'm glad I have a little worker in the kitchen. I can say that. She's a very big cook.
But I'm going to tell you one thing about her. I'm ready to buy that painting.
Oh, wow. I did tell her what you said.
Yes. You tell her I would like to buy it for me.
I don't think she believes in it that it's worth, really. She doesn't believe in it. She's like, oh, come on. No. Like, she was, like, not believing.
Well, fine. Tell her to give it to me for Christmas, and I'll give her a donation.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if she'd like to part with it, though, because that was her last test to get basically the full credit, a really good, I think an extra credit even for that painting to go towards her credit. And maybe
you can take it.
Her.
Yeah, you can take a picture of it, but I would like to buy it. I mean, I just love it. And Richard said, oh, my God, for her age to be doing that, that's incredible. Keep on painting.
I think that she should. Well, it's hard to sell something that you love, but she would be then an artist that is like has sold things. What would you call that? Published.
Well, that's how you become an artist. The only way you become an artist is if you sell something.
She's a professional artist after that sale.
Yes.
My dad has offered her money for art, too, and she's not a go-getter on it. I don't know why. She's so talented, and we have many artists that are real in our family. My cousin Randy, amazing. He does all the Seahawks stuff in Seattle.
That's wow. That's pretty good. But I just think she has so much talent, and I believe in her, and she had a good one. But I better take a call, or Johnny's going to kill me, okay?
Okay.
Melvin, uh-huh. You were live in the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi, thank you for on call tonight.
Are you on speaker?
No, ma'am.
Well, you're coming in. Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Okay, your phone is kind of like, it's like on speaker. But how can I help you, Melvin?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling, I had talked to y'all before. I go to dialysis 3 times a week, and this facility is really not fillable for nobody. And I had to report them numerous times. So I went in this morning, and...
Wait, you're allowed only one question. So I don't
understand. That's what I'm
going
to get to.
Okay, but I don't understand. Don't tell me a story.
My question is, is they trying to take away the good tech that I've been having from me? She's a female.
Okay, I don't understand. Who is the person? I mean, I don't need the name, but what kind of job? Who is the person? I
told you the dialysis.
Oh, okay, dialysis.
To dialysis. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I remember you, Melvin. Okay, now I'm getting to it. I think that the person should be reported, and I think that you should ask or demand a new person to help you. And if not, I would threaten lawsuit.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes, ma'am. Because I asked for this girl named Niecy, because she'd been putting me on, but she was out today. But a nurse named Nicole put me on. So I just want to know, when I go back Monday, I'm going to have my main tech. That's my question.
Well, all I know is eventually, soon, you will have your main person. Because of the holiday, there's a lot of people that take off for a week. So if you don't see her for a few days, don't panic. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'm sorry.
You'll be all right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I remember you. You had a reading. Thank you, sweetheart. You have a good holiday.
All right. You too. Thank you all so much.
Thank you,
okay.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Yeah, Melvin had a reading with me a while back. He's a very, very nice person. And he sometimes gets a raw deal every so often, but he's all right. Okay, Johnny, give me another one.
There's nobody right now. There were Jesus. Some earlier, but I think they hung up. But I'm sure they'll call back. I did advertise. I don't know. Maybe it's the week after Thanksgiving.
No, it's okay. It's not your fault. We had technical difficulties at first. And give out your phone number.
Sure. 516-531-9874.
Call back, everybody. We want you to be guided by Psychic Dale Shear.
That's okay. So, Barbara, what else happened this week to you?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about it. I feel like, it was so great for a long time. I was so creative, flowing. And now I feel like I hit a wall. Like I sit there and then I get to organizing the computer or having such great ideas and jotting everything down to then no fruition, no follow through. And then I'm forgetting what was it? It was so great. And then I try to do something and I'm very easily distracted. And I feel like, is it the pressure of Christmas coming,
yeah.
And I tend to get very paralyzed. And I've heard about getting paralyzed. Your brain doesn't know. Are you dying or are you just overwhelmed?
No, you're not overwhelmed. I get the same thing every so often. I start to write something, and then, gosh, I don't feel like writing about it. And then I go off on something else, you know, and... It's just the holidays. You and I are not, what are you doing for Christmas? And what are you doing for New Year's?
Something I'm excited about is one of my best friends, she calls me her soul sister, Robin, who has been a guest on the show, calling in, very interested.
Oh, I know her.
I'm sure Robin has talked to Psychic Del, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Tongue twister, but she's coming. She exclaimed a few weeks ago, hey, here's my ticket. I already bought it. I'm coming and spending Christmas with you and Priscilla. And I love her so much. I stay at her house all the time. She is the wonderful friend for many years that was my brother's ex-girlfriend. But I stayed friends with her and am friends with her and her new boyfriend. And they have this wonderful, compound, beautiful home with, he redoes all these old, cool, hot rod cars. And they have group of jet boats from the 70s style that we hang out and I meet them for trips. I mean, I absolutely love her. So she's coming for Christmas and I'm excited and I want everything to be perfect and I want money so I can have, a nice Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is that bad to say money? You shouldn't say I need money because you have to manifest more money. So you want to put it out there the right way, everybody.
I don't know the right way, but I'm strapped for Christmas as well, but we don't have a big one. It's just the two of us. So I have everything I want. What I'm doing is I'm loading things on the marketplace. I'm selling, we have from our store, we had a cigar shop up in Lake Tahoe, and all the famous people would come in. And we have a lot of autographed baseballs,
that's worth a lot.
Yes. One was Mickey Mantle. One was Marilyn Monroe's boyfriend. What's his name? Can't think of his name. Johnny, what's his name? Oh, he don't.
Yeah,
Joe DiMaggio. Right. I have an autographed Joe DiMaggio. Yes. We have about 12 more balls. And two of them I just sold to Richard because it's for his son. And I was thinking that it would be really good. I was telling his son it would be really good if you give this to your son and he can give it to his grandchildren because they'll be worth even more than they are now. So
do they
Richard
always
go
up in value?
Yes. Oh, God, yes. Mickey
I have
Mantle's
one.
Been, what do you have?
I have a baseball from Charlie Sheen gave it to me when I did a little part in a movie with him. He gave me one. Pete Rose. I think he got kicked out. I think he got kicked out. Oh, my gosh. I think his ball. You know
whose
why?
Ball,
I wanted it. Well, I wanted the Pete Rose because that's when I was a kid, everybody used to slide into home and say, Pete Rose, before they would always exclaim, Pete Rose, and then they'd slide in and it was a thing. And then I got the ball, and now I'm wondering, is this worth anything if he's been kicked out of the baseball hall?
No. It has nothing
to
do with it. Yeah, but it has nothing to do with that. Will you get it certified? Is it autographed?
Well, yes. Why, it is.
Okay, so we get all our baseballs certified. There's a company that certifies the baseballs. So we get, cost about $100 and they check them out and get about 12 balls and they all got certified. So
but if
that's
you only have one
you
ball,
can,
that's kind of expensive. I mean, how
much
do you sell
them
for?
Well, you have to look them up on the internet and put their name up there and put baseball and it'll give you the price,
$100 to get certified is a lot, so I better be getting a lot of profit.
No, we don't know. Because whoever it was, can you type it into your computer now out of curiosity? the name of the person, the name of the person, and put baseball, and it'll tell you what it's for.
Okay.
And that's how you do it. That's what we did.
That's open. So
like,
talk about it. He seems to know a lot about this kind of thing. Well, I look this up, please.
Okay.
I need to open my computer. Go ahead, Johnny.
What?
Johnny?
No,
what?
Know a lot about what?
I don't know.
Baseballs, trading them.
Oh, I don't know anything about it. I mean, I don't even know the rules of baseball.
Oh, I thought that you knew, like, a lot about the baseball.
No, it doesn't matter, Barbara, you can do it on your own time, but it's real simple. And I'm just saying we had 12 balls for $100 certified. So one ball, you know, maybe 20 bucks, 25, but we got them certified. And that's how they're worth money. They give you the certificate, and then the person who buys it can put the person's name up and you know, get it out there. And then it'll tell you on the internet how much it's worth. Like, to give an idea, on Joe DiMaggio, we sold that for $600, and then we sold Mickey Mantle for about $600, so we got $1,200.
That's great.
They can be worth a lot more than that. It depends. And as you hold them over the years, they're worth a lot of money. And I've seen them for Mickey Mantle at the time that he's played a game being $10,000, you know. So it depends. They're like baseball cards. They're worth a lot of money.
What about the cigar boxes by Hugh M. Hefner?
They should be worth a fortune.
You gave me two
put
of
it
them.
Up. Yeah, I don't know what they're worth, but you put up cigar boxes autographed by Hugh Hefner.
You wouldn't feel bad if I tried to sell your gift to me?
No, because we both need the money.
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't sell both of them because I have to keep at least one for myself. There, I keep all my little Playboy trinkets in there that Hef gave the Playmates for Christmas. He would always give us a really shiny card holder with the Playboy Bunny logo etched in, or a necklace with a Playboy Bunny, or a wonderful keychain, sparkly, always really cute and wonderful. And then the offices would give us a separate gift, too. So they really treated
us very
special.
You
got
to listen to me. Put up cigar boxes and put up autographed by Hugh Hefner. And it should come right up what it's worth.
Right. And I don't just do one platform now. There's so many more fun places to list your items. And for different types of things, like really high-end, I'm going to use
I find the marketplace on Facebook is great. I sell a lot
because
of things
you can see the
that.
Person, right? You can see the person's profile before you meet them.
Right.
It's safe that way. So is there any other one like that, though?
Yes, eBay.
eBay, you can see the people on, I guess you can see their profile. I think you can see more about somebody on Facebook, actually.
Yeah, what I just did, though, Blythe needed a chair, you know, that you fold backwards and it lifts your feet up and everything.
Yes.
And I saw one on the marketplace for $175, and normally they're about $400 or $500. So the mother had passed away, and she was selling it from the home, you know, of where the mother was, and so we bought it. So it's great, you know. But
the thing about that, don't you have to pick it up instead of having a convenience of a delivery? Because I used to be able to pick up anything. I had a little truck. It was great. Now I don't have that. So I really
you just have
am
a
limited.
Friend.
What
you can
friend?
Have a friend
I
do it for you.
What? I don't. I don't have a person with a truck. I'll just wait till Dad comes back with his truck. He does a lot when he comes over with that truck. Okay, so I need a box spring for Priscilla. I need a new box spring and a mattress for her. I also
That's weird. I got two of them for sale for
$200.
Yeah,
oh,
but
I would
you live there.
If you were my neighbor.
I know.
Oh.
I know. That bums me out. We're selling that. Hmm. We're selling because we have extra beds because we have 2,600 square foot house.
Go
ahead.
Well, I just was going to jump in and I was going to bring something up. I have a question for Barbara.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I was watching the debate yesterday between Ron DeSantis and Gary Newsom, and I was watching it, and I live in Florida, and we all know where Barbara lives. What did you think of the debate? Did you watch it?
Oh, I didn't watch
Yes.
I could watch it anytime, I'll go watch it. How did that the guy do? I mean, you predicted something about
this. Okay, I'll tell you.
Guy from California.
Yes. I predicted Newton would run for president. I don't know if it's this time or next time. And he would probably win. But after I watched the debate, I was, I saw how much the Florida governor lied. I mean, the lies that came out of his mouth, like, it was scary. I mean, to the point of, okay, three questions, Johnny, I'll tell you. Newton said to him, why did you leave everything open in Florida when there was COVID? Do you realize how many thousands of people died because of you? And he just denied that he was responsible left and right. And then all he would do, the Florida governor, is go, I mean, I didn't think Hannity was good because he was more on the Florida governor's side. And, you know, they were showing California and they were saying, oh, people are allowed to defecate on the streets. And he showed a picture of that. And then Newton was basically saying, you know, I can't believe you went into schools and took out, like, say, 1,000 books. Who gives you the right to do that on the black people? Who gives you the right? And he just skittled around everything. I didn't care for him at all. What did you think, Johnny? Well, I'm sure you love him.
Well, I thought there was a lot of talking over each other. It certainly seemed, but and I guess it makes sense that there would be a debate because they both represent the polar opposites. And, you know, in a sense that, like, Democrats are very, very – California is extremely Democrat, and Florida is extremely Republican right now. I mean, you know, it's sort of like everything
Hold on. He's 41% below Trump.
Yeah.
That's got to tell you something right there. And Newsom brought that up, and he was saying, and, you know, the guy don't like gay people. He doesn't like black people. He doesn't like a
Did
lot of
people.
Did
he say
that? No.
I can't wait to watch this, you guys. Oh, I just haven't
Hard.
Watching the news.
It's hard. It's hard to watch it because they talk over each other. And Hannity should have put a stop to that, but he didn't.
Oh,
you
I love him. He's a good narrator, you know, helper.
He was, but he didn't put a stop to them talking over each other.
I'm just going to say, like, I have heard, this is what I've heard, that in California they've made shoplifting in certain situations illegal. I've heard people say that. Now,
oh, come on.
Is that true,
legal?
Barbara?
They made shoplifting legal?
No.
I've heard that said.
I don't.
Just so you know.
I've never heard that.
That's weird. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, come on.
How could that
you know,
be? We'd have so many looters in there just taking everything. That'd be dangerous. Come on, you can't make that announcement on Life After Happiness, Johnny.
No,
are you sure?
That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard.
Well,
nothing is true.
Based
what
on
you
what?
Heard wrong.
Where did you hear it?
Yeah.
Where did you hear that? I'm going to look that one up, Dale. This is crazy.
Yeah. That's insane. So what do you think? What did you think of your governor? I mean, you know, he's not all bad, but I would say the majority of
what he
says.
It was so fast. I didn't watch it. I mean, I didn't. It's so fast. I mean, you know, I think that I didn't listen to enough of the debate to make a general comment. I do think they should have moderated it a lot better than what they did.
Right.
Because they were both talking over each other. And, you know, but.
Well, I guess that bothered you too a lot. It is annoying.
Yes, it did. It's very annoying because the governor of Florida, he has an attitude. And have you ever seen him smile? The man don't know how to smile. They're even giving him lessons on how to smile.
Who
you know,
was
he
lessons? Oh, his
just,
people?
Just, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's 41% behind in the polls. He's not going to make it. And Gavin said one thing very interesting. He said, neither you nor I are going to be nominated for president. So he said something very interesting. I think Gavin Newsom's either his turn will come now if something happens to Biden, or it'll come in the future. But eventually,
why would he talk down about himself like that and say we're not going to be named? Did you say that he said we're not going to be named president?
That's right. No, we're not going to be named. What do you call it? They're not going to be nominated for president on either party. Neither one of them are.
Well, what was this debate about?
Republican versus Democrat. That's all. That's what the debate was about.
When is Donald
Trump
going to have to show up for debate? They move so slowly, all these debates.
Yeah, well, Donald, he's not going to. He's so far ahead in the polls, he's not going to. But Donald Trump, they just did something on TV today. He is now allowed to be sued for January 6th. And they showed excerpts of some of the things he said. So he is now allowed to be sued, you know, by people for January 6th and what he did.
That might be horrible. That's probably a lot of lawsuits he's going to have to defend himself. That's expensive.
Yeah, and for his age, I'm surprised he's handling it this well. Because I wouldn't
and
be
then
able to.
Also, then being a president on top of that. But so are you telling me that he doesn't have to until the very end, the very last main debate? Or how many?
Well, I don't
know.
Does
he get a skip?
I don't know.
Well, the reason he hasn't been part of the debates is because in order to be a part of the debates, you have to sign an agreement saying that you will back the nominee, and he's not going to sign that. That's why he's skipping out on the debates. But he doesn't have to because he's so far ahead.
Well, he thinks he's that far ahead. I don't know if those people will vote for him.
Back the nominee,
you know,
what do you mean? What? Who would that be besides himself that he would have to back? I don't get it.
It's sort of like... Yeah.
At this point, I don't know. Because you got two people that are really pretty old to be president. You got Trump, who's 77, and you got Biden, who's 81. Now, you tell me...
He'll be 86 if he wins. By the end of the term.
And they both have a lot of problems.
And he's still gonna run?
I don't think so. When will we know?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, but all I know is I don't think he should, and I don't think Trump should as well because of all his legal things. So I don't know who we have left. The only one we have is that lady. I really like her.
You do? I was just going to ask
how
you like her. I do, too.
Haley?
I think, I like her a lot, and I would vote for her.
She's a sharp
woman. I love her line when she says, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
Did she say that recently?
She was quoting Margaret Thatcher.
She is moving up in the polls big time.
I like her. She used to work for the country as the foreign spokesperson under Donald Trump, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Foreign affairs.
That.
Yeah. That was her position. Johnny, don't you know that?
Yeah, I know she worked for Trump, Joe.
I'm going to look up exactly what she was.
She's been trashing Trump big time.
That's how they do it, I guess, to win. They have to, even though it may be awkward, actually, to start doing that, but then you get used to it, I guess. What is she saying? She says, I thought he was great at the time to be president, but not good for president now.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what she says. Johnny, anybody else called in or what?
No, I think we're having a slow night, but, you know, that can happen sometime, and I'm sorry about that.
Johnny, you really got, it's a holiday, so a lot of that happens.
Yeah.
You get really tired after you eat turkey, too.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Me, too, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, no, sorry. Like 6 or 7 in the afternoon after the Seahawks game. And I didn't even wake up till 12:30, midnight. And I just couldn't believe it. No dishes were done. It was dark. I hadn't washed my makeup off. It was really noticeable how it knocked me out.
Well, it's good. That's good. You needed it. You need it really bad.
How long does turkey last after Thanksgiving if it's just in the refrigerator?
About a week. They've been asked if you refrigerate it right, because I ate it for a whole week. I mean, you know, it's fine.
Mine's really cold. The soup yet, but I got all this stuff for the soup. Is it okay? I mean, it was a big cold, and some of our stuff gets frozen. It's so cold in there.
Well, yeah, it's fine. You just defrost it and put it in the microwave. It'll be fine.
You don't think it's rotten?
You know, no.
That's my
You
concern.
Can tell by smell. Smell
okay.
it. If it smells bad, then don't eat it. And if it doesn't, then it's fine.
It hasn't been that long. It's been 1 week, so I'll just make the... We've been eating a lot of it, too, and she does a lot, and her mashed potatoes. So I'll just turn it into the soup now because I like soup so much. Are you a soup eater, too?
So do I. Yes.
Love it.
I love soup. So how do you make your soup with turkey? I've never done that.
I've never done it, but I see other things. You know, if you just see the regular soup there, it's always turkey and rice. So I thought, I'll just do that and cut up some carrots, fresh carrots, just like you do a normal chicken soup with the onions and carrots. And then I would put in... some garlic, and then what were we saying? That all
turkey
of the broth. Okay, just put it all in there, and let it come off all of the bone. Then I guess transfer it over. I don't know. I'm making chicken soup, turkey soup harder than it really is. I don't. Do it
yeah,
the same
I've
every
never
time.
Made it. Because I eat the whole turkey.
We don't have any left. The same way. You could also do...
Well, I'll tell you what. You want, Barbara, you want to do the shout-out? Because I'm getting ready to eat.
Okay, well, I never
even
did tell everybody about, you know, calling you personally for their private reading. Maybe they're in the mood for that. And maybe they're kind of going through what I am going through, where they hit a wall and they just need to talk it out, because even just talking to you tonight on the show, I do feel better. Just somebody who understands, okay. Somebody who can relate. And you are that plus a lot more. So everybody, jot this down. Yes, you do. And you try with a very kind, good, open and heart, and a smart, very knowledgeable, experienced mind. And you're healthy,
well, thank
too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wait,
so
I got to bring up something to Johnny. Johnny. Hello,
yes.
Johnny?
Yes.
On the Newton thing, what I noticed what Hannity was doing, he was bringing up all the stuff of California on how bad it was, and very little on Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that?
Well, what I noticed that he would do is he would bring up statistics, and then he would say Florida. The only time that he would bring up Florida is if he would say, well, Florida and California are virtually identical here. But, you know, when he would quote the statistics, he would say, you have had tons and tons and tons and tons of people leaving California, you know.
And that's not true. They just fact-checked it. They just fact-checked it. That's not true. People have been going back and forth between Florida and California. And if anything, a lot of the people have been coming to Nevada. Nobody mentions that.
Yeah.
But anyway. But anyway, Barbara, go ahead and do what you got to do, because I'm going to go eat.
Well, call Dale Shear, 808-372-1816. But not during dinner time, everybody. And you book your private reading. And in the meantime, go listen to your meditation tapes. Dale has 5 she offers for free right on
8.
Our YouTube channel. 8.
Yeah,
on
8.
Life, Left,
yeah,
Happiness
8.
YouTube. And subscribe while you're there.
And Johnny, I know it's a holiday, and we may be up against this where a lot of people won't call in, but you got to try your best to make it happen.
I know.
Holiday
right.
season.
Okay.
People, you need it more than ever. So be on the waiting list and do not hang up next week. We will get to you and enjoy the show while you wait. And we definitely will get to all of the callers next Friday. How's that?
Okay, sweetie.
Have a great
day. Anyway, a big aloha. And let's hope that Richard gets well enough to do the show Friday. And
aloha.
You know.
Get well,
you know,
Richard.
Wish him a lot of good things, and that's it.
I will
okay?
pray for Richard. I will pray for
okay.
Richard. And, yes, get well soon. And thank you, Johnny. Have a great weekend, everybody. Aloha.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
We miss you, Richard.